Welcome to Guys Plus, a podcast about guys, a podcast about guys. I am Brian, my co-host this week from Your Kickstarter Sucks and the Go-Off Kings, Jesse Farrar. What's up, Jesse?
Hello, Brian. Thank you for having me.
You're so powerful. You're my co-host. And then we have a guest this week who decided to come in, and his name is Chris James. So, again, Jesse has seniority over you. Unfortunately, his position is higher than yours.
Well. I can't imagine when that would ever even come into play. I don't know why that would matter.
No, you wouldn't be able to imagine that, because that was under the old regime. But now we've got a new thing happening here where the co-host and the host and the guest, that structure actually, it's important to us here.
No hierarchy at this business.
It never has been. I mean, the only thing I guess that matters is that, like, the host can flub, and then somebody who's not the host can only make honest mistakes. So that is a big difference.
So first thing I need to do on this Guys Plus is, ta-da, somebody got a Chive coin.
Jesse's like I'm the co-host, I guess I'm supposed to be on his side, I'm supposed to pretend like that looks cool. Or
the Chive coin, I got it from the chive.com.
Jesse, do you recognize who that is?
I recognize it as, I think the character's name is Matt Foley. Is that
Matt
right?
That's right. Correct.
That's right. Yeah. And then in the back it says, well, Lati frickin' da.
Yeah, that's the thing he says, I think. Again, this is, I mean, I used to like that. I remember it was funny, but it's very old. So I don't really even remember the sketch that well.
I think I'm going to go buy more coins later today.
What do you mean?
It just feels good to get a coin in the mail.
Chris, is your baby already, I know you just had the child, is the baby already walking and up opening doors and stuff like that already? There's no way.
Oh, my door opened behind me. I mean, God, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't want to get into it, but
sure.
I was 1 week. I was like, oh, this is, what is everyone talking about? This is like one of the easiest things that a human being has ever done. These people are all making it out to me. And then he just stopped going to sleep at night.
That's tough.
Going to sleep at all at night, and then we got the dog in the daytime. So
I offered to get you a dog walker. So
wow, that's really
benefits.
You didn't really offer
it. I would do it. I would definitely get you a dog walker.
No, I appreciate that, but I just want to be clear to everyone listening. It wasn't so much as an offer. It was like, hey, you know what? Keep talking like this, and I might offer to get you a dog.
No, walker. I think I said so. I said, do I need to get you?
It was more of a threat. Yeah, it was more of a like, you're gonna have to beg me a little bit for this. Right. You know, you're gonna have to sort of submit to me a little bit if you want this to happen.
If you can't keep up with your responsibilities at work, you may have to get a dog walker. You know,
I said
yes. Thank you. There was a tinge of that as well.
No way. It says I'm gonna have to hire you a dog walker. Was the words, which is very nice, and I would
have
do
to
it.
Though does make it sound like
I just remember when I read it, I was like, well, this isn't much of an offer.
It's not the kind
of offer that a friend would make.
I would definitely do it.
No, we're not bringing the baby on. No, Ariel just came and said,
time to see the baby already? That's so awesome.
I've seen the baby.
The baby's sleeping and the baby
wake his ass up.
No, don't.
Let's get to some guy stuff, because Chris, I found this and I'm so glad you're here.
Okay. So glad. That's good. This means this is gonna be awful.
So glad you finally showed up, I heard him say under his breath.
That's not what I said. How
felt
dare
like that.
So this is from 6 days ago. It's Angela 2208. So not necessarily a guy, but they're doing what's called the April Single Men Challenge. So
I know what this is all about.
So let's make a scientific experiment. How flaky are single men? How good are they in bed? How respectful are they? Can they follow directions? Will they be on time?
No, no, shit, awful, no. I mean, these are the worst members of the community. Is this within our swingers, by the way?
This is our swingers, yeah. This is
so single guys.
Are you so deep into this that you don't even set it up with, by the way, I'm talking about swingers?
No, like people know. People know if we mention single guys that is within the swinger world. That's where they're so despised, is in
they're
the swinger
terrible.
I don't think they're exactly beloved just out and about either. Like, I don't think it's like...
Oh, you're right. You're right. They have caused a lot of problems in the real world also, and people do. But it's not in the same way. Like, they don't have an entirely different set of posted rules.
You know,
some people might say that they do. If you think about it, men do kind of operate by a different set of rules.
Single men are low
in our society, right?
Yeah, but that's men, not single men. There's very few businesses that are saying if you don't have a partner, then you don't get to have the same rights. I don't even know that you're legally allowed to do that. I think certainly in Canada, it would be a human rights issue.
I'm going to the human rights.
Good rights tribunal.
They have extra rules for me at the swinger club.
I mean, listen, man, there's some wild thing, because you can bring stuff to the human rights tribunal. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can just say, well, that's ridiculous. So there's been some outrageous claims on that level, definitely.
I guess being the single guy seems very embarrassing for the human rights tribunal.
Yeah. I mean, in any context, it's embarrassing.
If you're a single guy listening to this right now, it's like,
well, they know, they understand that it's fine. That's why we talk about it. It's within the lifestyle. There are probably a lot of single guys. Heck, I've been a single guy in the real world. Yikes. And yikes. No, it's totally fine to be a single guy in the real world.
I don't know if I'd be admitting that. Yikes.
Yeah. Now you guys are, see, now what you're doing right now is like, well, Jesse, you're actually doing the exact thing that you were sort of ripping on us for doing like one
that
second
doesn't sound
ago.
Right.
Well, I don't. I have to say this thing. We just scheduled a meeting with a single man each weekend of April. The meetings will happen each weekend at the same time at the same place. We will.
These aren't to talk about financials. If you're kind of a business guy thinking, oh, meeting, that sounds nice. Not
productive.
Someone's about to spill a whole lot of seed in this meeting.
Because we'll sit in the same area of the same bar. After one drink, we will either get the fuck out or invite the single man to have the next drink at our house, which means I have some form of sex with them. Full swap is the goal, but not a guarantee. It depends on how it goes.
I don't know what that would mean, full swap.
Full swap is when both partners fuck each other.
Yeah, no, I would imagine, but this is we're talking about single guys, so that's why it's confusing to me, you know?
I guess it's just like maybe her husband will also suck and fuck the guy. Because I've been seeing a lot of that lately. Okay. On the subreddit.
Yeah.
It's good. I've been seeing a lot of guys sucking off other guys lately.
You can do that. I've not.
I mean, there's a lot of it around if you want to find it, definitely. I've seen it before, no doubt about it.
It's certainly something as I get older I'm more interested in hearing about, definitely. I think it's just or I'm seeing more or something's happening to me where I'm with Brian on this. It's interesting.
All men are between 38 and 40. Most are decent looking, not fat. One is exceptionally well built and handsome. All are seemingly single. All have at least one validation on SDC. I don't know what that is. I think that's swinger database thing. I never did look that up.
We should look into that. Wow. That sounds like the type of thing that we would be really interested in. Some sort of like, mathematical system. Oh, yeah. Brian just doesn't want to pull it up. Brian, hey, can you pull that up on the screen? And he won't, because he'll show that he's logged in already. You know?
Yeah, it's the purple link. Yep.
No. So they go, we have everyone's cell phone and exchange at least one text message to verify. We will confirm the morning of by phone. If they message us in between, we will respond, but we will not attempt to text if they don't. All messages will go through John's phone, husband, that he will share with me in the evening. it's clear to everyone that they're talking to my husband. Every guy has seen recent pictures of us. All men are heterosexual, according to their profile. They all live within 20 minutes of our house. I will report the results here the day after each encounter. Let's see what happens. So the first encounter is this week. So we don't know.
So now, this hasn't happened yet. So this person is trying to basically say, hey, listen, we've heard all about how horrible single guys are, but no one's ever done an actual scientific experiment. I just said it the way you guys say it. Experiment. Yeah. No one's ever done a scientific experiment to just show exactly how despicable these people, this subset of person is, you know.
I don't want to betray, you know, my late onset ADHD or inattentiveness, but was there a time where Brian even set up what it was he was reading from, and I just absolutely did I whiff on it? Because I know we're talking about swingers in general, but is this like someone's like book, or is this like a?
No, this is just a post on Reddit. This is a post on Reddit, and no, you didn't miss anything. He didn't set it up at all. This is it's Guys Plus, so the people here are like subscribed, and they are presumably they're sort of in the know already.
But they're not literally on the same web page as you while you're reading. They're in the car. They're doing the dishes.
But they know when they hear single guy, they know we're talking about swingers.
This is single. This is swingers. This is Reddit, and this is also like the first post in a thread that OP is starting to describe their.
They kind of know. Yeah, they kind of have been there before, so they kind of know.
The nudist subreddit also had a situation this
new
week.
Subreddit. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is r/nudists. Couples and groups.
Jesse here. I'm not saying he's a nudist. I'm saying we got to lay it all out for him. Like, well, now we're moving on to a new subreddit.
Don't forget to lay a towel down before you lay it all out. Come on.
Okay, you're a nudist.
Well, I just know that they have a towel. I watched Real Sex.
You can't find that anywhere these days. I did a series about it, and I had producer Dan look, and he found me like 5 episodes.
Yep.
And the rest of it's just gone.
Yep. The taxi cab one also, I think, is similar. God, taxi cab watched a lot of that. Yeah.
I didn't like that one because it felt worked. And one, it felt like it was like a fake. And two, a lot of times they were talking about other stuff, not sex. So I couldn't jerk off to it when I was
correct. 14. Correct. And also the cab driver being so lascivious about the whole thing. I was just out on like, it's a self insert. I'm the cab driver looking back on. So where are you ladies headed? I don't want to see that guy say, so where are you ladies? You know what I mean? It like takes me out of the fantasy of being when I'm 14 years old thinking I'm the cab driver in New York City or whatever.
I think I'm going to be a cab driver in New York City. Like, you start thinking that might be a career path.
I could get used to this. Yeah.
This is from R Nudist, and the guy goes, couples and groups, have you been approached by a stranger single guy and it turned out a positive encounter?
No replies, I'm guessing.
Oh, there are. In a nudist setting, friendly looking guy introduced himself, no ulterior motives, made eye contact while talking, wasn't too interested in her or him, nothing sexual, it just clicked. So that's this guy. Now we're going to get into the conversation. Choice Reality says it's never been a negative experience. And you guys have to keep in mind, this is not sex. They're not fucking and sucking each other.
Because this is nudist, not swinger, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The whole point is like they play volleyball naked and stuff like that. That's like the point of being a nudist
is to not have sex.
So what's the main like? When they're saying positive interaction, they're saying like we just had like a conversation.
He didn't get hard.
Okay.
Because they'll get hard sometimes. That's
so explicitly the opposite of what the swingers would be. Okay. So is there like a battle between the two subreddits? Do they not get along? You think?
Because the nudists always try to frame it like a big family experience, you know, like a family friendly, like a nudist colony is a family friendly experience. Nobody's fucking, and if you get a boner, you're supposed to kind of walk out into the woods or into the ocean or something like that, and then come back out.
You're supposed to put a heavy coat on and walk into the ocean.
Wow,
they want you dead if you do it. Yeah.
Jeez.
This guy goes, Sharp Island 5162. I'm a single guy and I just be wanting friends. LOL. Nothing more, nothing less.
Get him. Get him.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him. But I do, I guess I do understand in the nudist community, it is a little bit awkward to be a single guy too, because you just feel that like creep thing, like, you know, like you feel like you're a creep kind of if you don't. Huh,
that's weird. Why would they think that?
When Chris went to the nudist beach,
they're known as creeps, you know. That's like, they listen, these guys have been to the, they tried to get into the swinger community, they got ran out with pitchforks, so they're already a little bit hesitant when they go in. And what were you just about to say, Brian, about me going to the nudist?
Chris, when you went to the nudist beach, did you find it hard not to stare at pussies and dicks and titties?
No, stare. No, I don't ever find it hard not to stare at something. I'm a grown up.
You when you're talking to him, do you find it hard not checking out the titties?
And yeah, do you find it hard?
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I know. Okay, I get it.
Have you seen if their asshole's clean?
No, I don't. I didn't look at. But of course, I'm a human being. You know, curiosity is such where you glance at people.
Did you
every
say
now
glance?
Yeah,
no, I said glance. I
did
said
you.
Glance.
Did you feel that a lot of them were looking at your hog and stuff?
No,
you didn't, and you didn't get a boner. Ew,
that's almost worse. If no
one, thank you, Jesse. No,
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing probably that my dick's bigger than both of your guys combined, but it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that everyone was looking at it. No, I have a completely normal size penis and a normal penis. And I think there was a lot more, like, there was some wild ones out there. You know what I mean? Whereas like they were kind of getting all the attention. It's like, good God, look at how big that one is. Or look at that one's wild looking, you know?
Wait, what would be the other? I'm sorry. The one of them was really big. What was the other one?
I was just wild looking.
Pierced. Because remember, they don't want you getting your dick pierced if you're a nudist. You're not supposed to do that. Because yeah, that's, it draws again, attention to your dick.
You don't want to do anything that draws attention to your dick in reality. Because yeah, it sort of is a very communist sort of style. Everyone's dick is equal.
These nudists almost seem like prudes to me.
They
like,
are. Like, they are. Are.
Yeah, and it, yeah, definitely. Definitely, in a way, yeah.
Well, this
be,
guy
to be a part of, if that's what this is, I don't, I'm just, I'll tell you now, I don't.
Jesse is putting his pants on right
now. Put his pants back on. It's crazy.
Putting his pants back on.
Yeah. Las Vegas Image replied and said, we don't want single guys hanging with us. It always turns out weird for my wife.
Oh, there's Milo's barking.
Mysterious Isopod 408 says, like every second, 7 seconds, no matter where we are, we simply say, we are enjoying our alone time. Have a great day. Yeah. Mean.
Yeah.
Rude.
But, okay. But you do have to put up those boundaries, though, like in any situation. It only gets more uncomfortable and awkward the longer you let them sort of hang around, you know?
So I took a look at... Jesse, something we do on some shows is we find, so people review concerts on Ticketmaster.com, and I know that's probably hard to believe. It doesn't make any sense.
I think I've heard you do this, and I think you're right. It is weird, but it is like an analog to literally everything else that happens on the computer. If something, you know, like you go to Amazon or you go to eBay and you review the shipping speed or whatever, and that's UPS. It has nothing to do with anything that you participated in, right? So it's, you know, it's, I can get why someone would find themselves in this position.
Yeah.
I don't review anything, dude.
Normal people don't review anything, period. No, I, yeah, you know, I agree. I just mean, if you're already
someone who does reviews and stuff like that. Yeah, it's not normal to put a review unless, as we've discussed, it's a small business and they're like, hey, can you do a review for me on Google? It really helps my business out, you know. But that's the only reason.
Then I'm really not doing it. Then I'm
no,
like,
I do it. No, I do it. I do it. If they're good, then I do it, definitely. If they did a good job,
I don't want to get involved in your whole, you know. I hope you guys have a great time, but I can't really. It's not gonna be
it takes
on my
a second
shoulder
for you to do,
whether your business survives or it takes.
Yeah, but
your
it just takes you
down,
a second
like, to
do.
To
it's community. It's just.
Am I going on the payroll? Like, are you hiring me?
I mean, no.
Thank you.
can't, like, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Thank you. Like, thank he's you, made Jack. A great point there.
He made a great point. He didn't make a great
point at all, though. It's just a kind thing to do in your community for a small business who's, you know, trying to make it work with the Lord knows all these big corporations are dominating, which you guys probably like.
Your review didn't save our business. Wondering if you could go back on and do another review.
If that happened, then yeah, that would be overstepping the bed. Listen,
well, I'm always, just nipping the bud right now. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
That certainly was not the case. They never contacted me again or asked me for a further review.
I reviewed my insurance company, which was I don't know why I even, because the guy was really up my ass about it. In that on the call, he was like, just I'll tell you where to go. He was like guiding me to do the review.
Well, this is weird. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then I didn't do it. And then like 2 days later, he called me and he was like, hey, did you ever do that review? So I finally went and did the review, but I gave it 5 stars on Google. But I did also complain about the fact that they signed me up for that drive safe and save thing. You know what I'm talking about? Right. And I didn't want that because, you know, it judges your driving and charges you according to it.
You reviewed a business you have an ongoing relationship with, and you included some negative aspects of working.
Just one negative aspect. I said, I really wish they didn't get me on that drive safe and save because I don't want to. Listen, I'm going to let you know. Sometimes I don't drive that safe. And that could be dangerous. I mean, I look at this app all the time, right?
You look at your insurance app all the time?
I do, constantly.
While you're driving?
Not while I'm driving, but I'm going to try.
Let it open up when you're in the car.
Yeah, they should have one of those things on it.
It's not that I'm in the car. It's that I'm going to get this down here. Oh, I'll never figure it out. But yeah, it like judges
you
drive.
Do you open it all the time or do you not? It sounds like you can't even
open it. I haven't
you don't even know how to open it.
I haven't opened it in a while because the last time I checked, but it was really bad.
This all started with reviewing stuff online and now we're finding out you don't know how to open up your own insurance app.
I don't know how to open it. I don't know my driver's license number.
Well, why not? And also, why don't you know it? Why don't you have know it? You should be able to get a hold of it if you don't. You may not know it by heart, but you should have it.
It's in nine numbers.
Yeah, it's
no, it's seven.
So he's still just on his phone trying to figure out how to open up his own insurance app that he, by the way, was like bragging about how much he uses and like, is the fucking easiest thing to open in the world. He's like bragging about it so much. And now you should see his face right now. He looks like an old grandma. He's like holding his face right up against the phone.
I got it. So I've had 49 trips in the past 14 days. I've driven 257.9 miles. I got an 81%, which is fair, on braking. So I guess I'm doing okay with that.
I would not allow them to put this on my car either.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
You did it. So
I know. That's why I put it in the review.
Put in the review, can you contact them and say, hey, can we reassess this? I don't want this, you know? Or, I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't. The insurance people wouldn't.
He looks like he's seen a ghost. What did he open up on his app?
I have this up. I'm trying to find the fucking review. I don't know where to look for the reviews at. But I did do a review.
They probably took it down because it was negative.
It wasn't 5 stars.
Confusing as well, like 5 stars, but yet he hated it. We make fun of those reviews on this very show.
But
like,
I did it because
do 5 stars. Like, oh, what are you dumb? You made a 5-star review, but you have a problem with it. We laugh at that.
He was aggressive in a way that I don't know, man. I got acceleration and I got needs improvement, 58% on that one. So I'm accelerating in some way that the app doesn't like.
You're slow off the line.
Accelerating too hard.
I don't think that's it. He's trying to act cool now. Like, no. I got the burnout. I got a
lead foot and I can open up my app whenever I want.
For cornering, I have needs improvement, and that's a 71.
Yeah, 58% because the guy takes fucking 2 minutes to start his car up at a green
light. Come on, that's not true. I think it's because I speed up to pass people. That's the thing I've been thinking about.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed
to do. Thank you. Thank you. Speed 92. Good. I don't have to worry about speed.
Yeah, you're going. You're always going fast. Yeah,
I live in a city, and you can mostly only drive 30 to 45 miles an hour. So, and then finally,
that's another one to say, Jesse. And just correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, God, sometimes it's cool to go a little bit more than the speed limit. So it's like it feels like Grandma over here is like, yeah, I've got perfect on speed because I never go over the speed limit. Yeah,
that is embarrassing for me.
They know you're lame. The insurance company has incontrovertible evidence.
Yeah, the insurance company is like, you have to pay a lame fee. You know, you think they would be happy about it, but they're not. They're like, no, you're driving too slow, and like. Yeah, we want you to drive a little bit more dangerous.
And finally, the one that needs improvement the most is phone distraction. So I'm
you're trying to open your damn app. You can't get your app open. That one, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. That's unfair.
Well, I think it's unfair also because, like, so is my phone's open when I'm using Waze.
You're using Waze?
Yeah, you don't. God, I use it all the time.
I learn about you is just so weird. You're just
you don't use Google Maps.
Waze is the most normal one. Get out of here. Don't even be like that.
We don't have Waze.
First of all, I use Apple Maps instead of but Google Maps and Apple Maps interchangeable. Doesn't matter. I like the Apple. It buzzes my watch.
Oh, Apple's so bad. It buzzes your watch. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, so Jesse likes that, and Brian, I'm just gonna say that I'm gonna trust Jesse on any product over Brian because this has been sticking out in my head so much. I don't know if we said this on an episode or if we were talking about it before. We were talking about how we wear ABC joggers from.
I got my new pair today.
All right, so. Brian and I both love our ABC joggers, and I was like talking about, oh man, they're like sleek, they're comfortable, you can wear them at, you know, in a formal event, or you can wear them at playing sports. They're like incredibly, you know, and then Brian's whole thing was like the whole reason he liked them, the whole reason he gave was that they have a little pocket for his AirPods.
That's literally the reason I like it.
I know. And so this is what I'm saying. This is like that he looks at products. It's like you these are great pants. These are great pants for anyone who doesn't know. They're like they're too expensive because they're Lululemon, but they're really great, versatile. But Brian just likes them because they have this little pocket that you could put on the biggest piece of shit pants in the world. And Brian would still think they were great, you know?
Thank you. Yeah. They got me.
Why do you keep saying thank you?
Come on. I'm trying. I don't know why I didn't do, but I found my review. I've done three reviews, it turns out. Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Insurance guy.
No. I said they got me money off my car insurance, which, by the way, it's just as expensive as the company I switched from.
So why did you lie?
Yeah, why are you lying for this?
Because in the beginning, they got me money off my car insurance. And he goes, but I think that drive safe and save thing, that tracker, I think that's the fucking problem with the whole thing.
Why is that the problem?
Because it's making it more expensive because they think I'm accelerating and looking at my phone all the time.
Okay, and it sounds like you are. But you how long have you had the insurance, Brian?
It looks like 4 months.
4 months. Okay. Well, I would say, I mean, after 6 months, I think the discounts start to fall off. But
yeah, I'm going back to Progressive. This State Farm shit is bullshit. And it goes, they got me money off my car insurance. They also saved me money on my renter's insurance, which nobody has been able to do because I have a weird job.
You said that in your review?
Yes.
You're like trying. It's like your review sounds like it like wants people to ask it a question. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's because
like, it's like you want people to respond to your review and be like, what's your weird job, dude? And
it's not that. It's that my last insurance company, I was like, can I get renter's insurance? And they're like, what do you do for a living? I might have said, I said podcaster. And they're like, oh, we don't insure people in the entertainment.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't think it has anything to do with your job for renters and
insurance. But before it did, yeah. Because they were like, we don't insure people in the entertainment industry. And I was like, I'm barely in the entertainment industry.
I'm willing to believe there are any number of red flags that come up when Brian is applying for or communicating with a company in any way.
That and like, the red flags that come up on the computer, as well as just like visual red flags if they meet him in person, and like situational red flags, like he asks to use the washroom and then just completely destroys it.
Brian, I love you. You're a great friend, and I think the world of you, truly. I wouldn't insure you if my life depended on it. I would not insure your belongings, your car. I know you fucking looking at your apps all the time in the car.
I don't look at the app all the time. And so the rest of this review,
get the clip of him saying I look at it all the time and put it next to the one where he says I don't look at it all the time. You're never gonna get insured as long as you live.
No, you should not be insurable. I have to agree.
Here's the next part. This is weird. I can't believe I wrote this. I don't know how I feel about the drive safe and save thing because it seems needlessly opaque. Like I have to accelerate sometimes, and if my phone screen is on, it seems to think I'm looking at it. But I don't know. That's their fault.
This is like a review that I would definitely make fun of.
I know. I can't. I also reviewed the jeweler down the street from me and a urgent care. So
you reviewed an urgent care.
Yeah, I said I liked the doctor and put his name and said quite a bit and wish he was a primary care physician. 5 stars.
What about the jeweler?
Help me find a ring for my wife in my price range, which he never made me feel was too low, which is really nice because I was embarrassed.
Look, I'm glad you had a positive experience.
I'm sure you were ripped off. I'm sure you were roundly ripped off.
I can't say this too loud. He said, this ring's $600, but I'm going to give it to you for $300. And I was like, sure, I'll take it. So that was nice.
That like literally sounds like from a movie or TV show where the jeweler's like got it like a suitcase, you know? He's like, this one here. No, I can't give you this one.
There's not enough time left on Earth to tell Brian everything wrong with what he just said.
The price tag said $600. He showed me.
Hang on. I'm getting a call. from him.
The dealer no deal banker up in the fucking window.
I'm getting a call from head office here. They're telling me I can do a one time. I can do a one time 50%.
It happens.
The amount of times that he's been swindled in his life, and he doesn't even recognize that it happened, you know. So he's like, he would never tell the story because it's just a normal day out for him, you know. I can't even imagine how many times that's happened.
It's a nice ring, and my wife loves it. So, and it
I
was
think that's really, off. That's no, that's great. I would say with jewelry in particular, to the extent that I buy it ever, which I don't, I would gravitate toward the less expensive stuff because the choice you're making is artificial versus natural stone, right? So why do you want the natural stone where, you know, it comes from probably a bad place and there's no reason that it's like expensive? Get the lab grown diamond or the cubic zirconia or whatever the fuck. I think that's great. So
and just to be clear, Brian's mindset is exactly the opposite. If he has the money, he will get the most expensive.
I would have got a better one. I would have liked to have. Okay. Done one of those 2 month salaries or whatever situations. Yeah. So I went on Ticketmaster so we could read some reviews of the band. It's a prog rock band. So we haven't done prog in a long time.
Very cool. All right.
Dream Theater. You know, Jesse's a Dream Theater guy.
They definitely can rock right up there with the best of them. That's for sure.
Dream Theater, heavy music. Yeah.
Do you know any Dream Theater, Chris?
I'm sure that you could play a song for me and I would know, you know.
If that's the metric, then no, you don't.
Oh, so they don't have like a big hit or something?
No, I tried with them. I was like, oh, I'm gonna see if I've heard the big hit. No. I hadn't heard it.
Then I wouldn't know that, but I like definitely know the name. Like I've heard it referenced a lot, and I do know them to be a band. But no, I guess I probably have never heard their music.
I want to be clear: I've never reviewed something on Ticketmaster, so not happen. Or Yelp. Just those three Google reviews and Airbnb reviews that I do.
Oh,
and,
wait, can we see some of those?
You want to hear some Airbnb reviews? I don't know what they are.
I would love to hear your Airbnb reviews as well. Yeah. What would be interesting as well? I don't know if you can get a hold of these, but is there one where it's like the Airbnb owner responds or makes reference to what their experience was like?
They've all been very nice. The whole thing is nice. You know, it's a whole we're friends. And
have you done any
never a bad review,
but have you ever done any sort of damage?
No, I mean, well, the place I stayed at in Beverly Hills, the toilet was clogged when I left.
That's exactly what I was referring to. Yeah, that's the only thing that I was referring to. So you clogged the person's toilet up with your shit.
Yeah, but it was a really small shit. I think the toilet was just, it wasn't a great toilet.
Did you say that in the review?
I didn't. I told him I liked everything.
And you just left. You're just like, put a nice review, like, oh, it was great, and everything went off without a hitch. And then he went to the unit and found your disgusting turds. Okay,
there weren't any turds in the toilet. It just had gotten somewhere down the.
There weren't any turds. Did you poop in it or did you not?
Yes, I did. There was a turd in the toilet, but it was down in the tube. Now, the water.
Take the clip of him saying there was no turds in the toilet. Yeah, next to the clip that says there was a turd in the toilet.
He's a noted liar today.
I'm not lying.
He's like, always like this?
No, he doesn't say thank you so much either. So it's like, I feel like this is a different persona that he's trying.
It's not. It's not.
Are you doing like a Ron the Liar kind of thing?
No, I'm not. How dare you?
That we know on the stream here in the podcast called Ron the Liar.
Oh, here I am. Okay, so this is for the place I stayed at Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay, we remember this. You went to go see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, and the room I was sleeping in was 75 to 80 degrees the whole time I was there, and it made me miserable because I was hot and sweaty and I didn't sleep well the whole time I was there. And plus, as you know, I didn't even take a poop the whole time I was there for 7 days.
Hot is that for me?
It's just hot. It's like really 21 hot.
21 or 22 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like normal. That's like how hot.
No, you don't want your room. You want your room at and Jesse, like if you can 20, do this,
25 maybe.
You want your room at 55 to 60.
That's psychotic.
That's how I keep my house, 55, 60 degrees. I think I could go as low as 45 degrees, but my family get weird once it gets down under.
You have ruined your body. That's not. Like, it's not human to feel that way. You have
that's just the way it is.
Done something to your body chemistry by eating too many caramellos or whatever the fuck.
I call it a weather callus.
That's 7 degrees Celsius. Are you kidding me? That's not.
I call it a weather callus. I have like a weather callus because I spend so much time outside, you know, when I was the cable guy. Weather just doesn't bother me the same way it bothers other people.
I'm not going to give you the working for the cable company made me this way. Maybe other co-hosts would let you just skate by on that, but I'm not gonna allow that. That's
we all saw the movie. We all know what it's like.
Oh no! So he goes. This was definitely the best Airbnb experience I've had. You hear a lot about the owners being responsive, but Raul was the most hands-on, responsive host I have found. Everything worked, and I didn't have an insane amount of things you were supposed to do before you check out. The only thing I couldn't figure out was how to cool the bedroom down, but I never asked, so that's probably my fault.
Dude, why do you talk like that in the reviews?
Get a backbone.
how I write.
No, but like, why are you all of a sudden you become like a total nerd? And you're like, yeah, you're like, no, it was, I couldn't figure out how to get the, it was probably my fault.
I did say it was probably my fault. I agree. That was like a little weird spot. Here is for my place in Joshua Tree just recently. Mm-hmm. We loved the place. The hot tub was nice and the views of the stars and sunsets were spectacular. The checkout process was one of the better ones I think I've ever had.
What what happens to you when you're writing a review?
I don't know how to write a five-star review without saying like,
no, but I'm
spectacular and stuff like that.
But just talk the way you talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, who are you putting on these airs for? You know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to sound this way? Like, for who?
The owner.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay.
You are... sound good for the owner. Like, oh, you know, they were responsive, you know. Oh, there's one more I know that I did a weird thing on. That was in Toronto.
All of them. Yeah. Sounds like
Toronto. Okay. Which, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Law and Order Toronto, the new Law and Order series, Law and Order Toronto. Brian, I really want you to check this show out because he's got this Reacher quality to him, the main detective. He's like not tough or anything, but he knows every single thing about every single thing in the entire world. That. And so he's like right about everything. He comes in, he's like, oh, this is an interesting painting. It's a first century. You know what I mean? Like there's no thing in the world he doesn't know. And it does a pretty good job of setting it up like a murder mystery. It'll do a whole scene before like you meet all the characters and then someone dies kind of and they have to solve it. It's one of my favorite Law and Orders in a while. And the guy who does it, he's like, he knows all that information, but he has a thick Canada accent.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look at it. Here's my review of five stars.
Watch it.
That's true.
Just watch it. Yeah.
I will watch it.
I wouldn't look at it. I would just go.
Okay. Don't look at it.
Watch. You're looking and watch the same thing.
Thank Brian, you. I'll look at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is my review for Toronto. Five stars.
Wait for the whole city.
For the Airbnb in Toronto is a five-star experience. I thought the place worked for what we did. The one thing I
oh man,
what
the hell?
I thought the place worked for what we did. I could sit here and just slowly like repeat the exact thing he said in his review, but say it slowly after. You know, I could just do that all day with these reviews.
The one thing I would say is that we rented this place for three people for 5 days with the understanding there was a washer and dryer. And when we got the confirmation, it said that you can only use the washer and dryer if you're there for 7 days and there was only one blanket. Other than that, the place was great for the time we were there. Five stars.
Again, another review that's clearly not a five-star review. You're clearly upset about it, but you're too spineless to give it anything less than five stars. Why do you do that? Like,
I don't want to hurt because they review you.
I see.
You know, they review you, right? The owner reviews you.
Yeah, so just opt out of the whole process.
That's a good point. I try not to, but if I'm traveling with more than two people, you gotta Airbnb it.
No, sorry. I think you misunderstood. Don't review anything.
Yeah.
I'm not. Right. I can't believe this turned into me reading my reviews.
You can't believe this turned into somebody making fun of you on the show where you make fun of everyone else.
Yeah. Ooh, the tides have turned.
Yeah. So this is Dream Theater by Marty in August 24th, 2023. Three stars. So I don't know. It's 3 out of 5. I don't think that's a good review, but I get it.
That would be what, honestly, you should have reviewed the majority of the experiences you
maybe
have ever
two,
had.
Maybe two stars.
Yeah.
So talented. I know Dream Theater since 2007. That's when I discovered those guys, and that literally changed my life. The album was Score, a live album, and wow, especially for Octavarium, simply the best song of all time. Since then, I saw them a few times, and I love them, but sometimes the singer, James, is not good. His voice is not great at all.
Oh, Okay.
That night, and Laval, unfortunately, his voice was not good. But at least the set list was great, and they played my favorite song, The Count of Tuscany. Such a progress.
God. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff they do.
The Count of Tuscany sounds like a bad song.
It doesn't sound. Yeah, it sounds like a bad song to me. And he goes, so the show was good, but not great. Hope next time will be better. So he's going to go back. He's kind of like me.
Well, he's a diehard fan, so he's like, I'll keep going till they. But this was a bit of a miss from the fellas. Well, James didn't bring it that particular.
Either. Fair enough. Well, this is a 5-star review from DT Chris, July 29th, 2023, Dream Sonic 2023, a smashing success. This show marked my 14th time seeing Dream Theater. By the way, I've seen Korn probably more times than that, but I didn't count it. I could never tell you how many times I've seen Korn, but I'm probably higher than 14. This guy's still counting.
Okay, if that's what you want to tell yourself, if you want to say that makes it different or better, that's fine. We'll play along. Cooler. Yeah, we'll play along with it. It's the fact that you've gone to like 20 Korn concerts.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually very, very cool. I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. They never fail to impress. Oh my God. Why do I keep saying thank you now? You got me in my head about the thank yous. They take their music seriously. It's always fun to hear the musical Easter eggs in their improvisation. If I have to criticize anything, it's James LaBrie's voice. It's getting very difficult for him to hit the higher registers and sustain notes. I fear his food poisoning incident in 1994 is really starting to haunt him.
Yes. We've all noticed that. I noticed it around mid-2000. Is this starting to affect him, the 94 food poisoning incident? It feels like writing that out, I would feel like would be like an eye-opening moment for me where I'd be like, you know what? I'm a little too into Dream Theater. Right, you know, I should know all of this stuff about it because that's a long time ago.
Say when this was written? Was this written in the year 2000?
No, it was written last year in July.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, it could be then.
No, if the food poisoning affected it, it would have affected it in 1994.
Well, we don't know how this type of stuff. It could be a real slow burn.
And I'm looking back on Brian's wall there to see if there's any doctorates or medical certificates of any kind. Oh,
definitely not. There's a T-shirt that's a hedonism T-shirt and a bunch of Lego stuff.
Yeah,
okay, there's a picture of Jonathan Davis right there. That's Jonathan Davis. That's Glenn Danzig shopping.
How come we don't have one of the monkey or whatever?
The monkey? This is a thing somebody gave me.
Well, what's that guy's name? I always like to laugh at.
James Monkey Schaefer?
Yeah, one of the guys' name is Monkey.
He's in a band. Over here, you got the schematic, the original schematic for Legos, for a single Lego piece. Their patent thing. That my wife got me that, and then
that's something Mancow would have.
Under that is the patent for the Glock 9mm.
That's something Mancow would have.
Which I just like guns, but I'm not allowed to have one. So, you know, from my from my family, not the government. I can get one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She won't let me have one in a house.
But more to the point, nothing back there that would indicate that you had any information about the longevity of food poisoning related injuries.
Can I say I've had food poisoning before?
And I believe you might have some sort of expertise based on like having food poisoning more than anyone ever.
But a banged up LaBrie is still
actually better. That might explain a lot about Brian's current situation. Is if he did have food poisoning 30 years ago, maybe I could now sort of start to
maybe that's
his app and stuff like that
affecting you now. It's starting to finally catch up to you.
I'm so hot and it's 75 degrees.
Yeah, it's his food poisoning. Mid-90s food poisoning incident.
I complain. I mean, I like to get the temperature down to 55 and then put a box fan on me, blowing right on me. I don't sleep naked. I don't do anything naked.
People sleep cold. It's not that wild to.
Yep. I would sleep in a walk-in. I've said I'd like to get a walk-in freezer someday, or walk-in like refrigerator, not a freezer. and mm-hmm. sleep in there.
Do you think the government will let you have that or no?
I doubt it. I really doubt it. He goes, but a banged up LaBrie is still better than just about anyone. The animals as leaders were very good, another band. They are respective masters of their instruments.
Respected masters of the
My wife was annoyed by the lack of vocals.
Was she? I hope she wasn't chomping.
Well, you know, I'm sure she was chomping. Sounds like she was annoyed. I asked her how anyone could sing to the Blitzkrieg of Time Changes.
Checkmate.
My wife didn't like it. Which now brings us to Devin Townsend. What can I say? The man's a prog master. This was my first time seeing him live. Not disappointed at all. Great music, great entertainment, lots of fun and energy. So, this guy, the Stew, I know these are all guys and none of them are women because it's Dream Theater. This is a 5-star.
Well, now hang on, that hardly seems fair.
How many women are into Dream Theater, do you think? I don't even think a lot of women are into Prague, really. I mean, there are obviously some, but if we're doing percentages, you're looking at 95% male, I think, when you're doing prog rock.
I actually don't have an opinion. I hope that it just made someone mad who's listening and they'll.
That's true.
That's really all I care about.
This guy says, I was in the first two rows, so saw everything very clearly. Dream Theater consists of virtuoso musicians. Oh my God, I can't see that word. Come on.
Oh, don't try to save your flub by busting out the fucking thumb. Did you know last week, Jesse, I was telling the story of how my the birth of my child and how there was no oxygen to the baby and it was and he busted out that thumb and started doing the thumb things on it was one of the most disrespectful things ever. And
I heard it and I thought there's no way that what I'm hearing happening, I must be hearing something wrong because there's no way that Chris is relating this. I mean, harrowing story of one mm-hmm. of the most important events in your life. And Brian, is it because he said magician and now he's thinking magic?
I accidentally said magician instead of musician. So I thought I'd do some magic.
Did you also accidentally say magician when Chris was in the middle of that?
No, story bored. He got bored by it. He was bored by my story because it's why is he normally my story is just a joke that gets wrapped up in 40 seconds or whatever, but this was an actual story and he just got bored by it. That's
how dare you. The concert, from where I was, the sound mix was too bass heavy and I could barely hear the guitar solos. The concert was exciting and all the performers were warm, friendly, and energized. The mic'd bass drum was just turned up too high for the front rows. Still, all in all, I really enjoyed watching Dream Theater live after watching so many high-res Blu-ray discs of live concerts.
That's this guy's such a classic old rock dude. Eh? Yeah. I'm watching him a lot on my fucking big screen. It's one of those big screens. It's
he's watching. He has a setup because obviously, if you're a prog guy, you're also an audiophile.
Oh yeah.
It's the same. It's almost the same thing. That's why this guy here, a decent concert, 5 stars. Dream Theater was awesome. This made the 7th time seeing them live and it didn't disappoint. The venue itself was a little cramped for an outside venue and one person next to me didn't have any concert etiquette. But
chomper.
Oh yeah. Chomper, we know he's a chomper. Even with a member recovering from injuries, they played incredibly.
I'm picturing somebody with a noticeable, a big cast on
it's a head injury.
Yeah, a head injury.
It is. Because the other reviews are the bass player had a head injury, but he still played perfectly.
Wow.
I promise I could go find five.
Brian, you ask me, buddy, I think all bass players have head injuries.
Oh, yeah. Fucking idiots.
Why would you pick? That's the one instrument you should never pick.
I think I'll play the bass guitar.
Boom, boom, boom. It even sounds like dum, 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 dum. Got that dumb sound.
Yeah. I'll play the instrument that guarantees people will forget my name.
Yep.
The time.
Brutal choice by them.
Unless you're Fieldy, Reginald Fieldy Arvizu from corn.
No, Fieldy does not qualify as an exception for this rule.
But he's good. He's got a good bass move.
I think bass players are good. They play guitar as well. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of the time. So they're guitar players, and then but there's someone who's better at guitar, and then they end up playing the bass in the band.
I hope that's true for their sake. I don't have any insight. I hope that it is.
Yeah.
Animals as Leaders was great. Devin Townsend wasn't my favorite, and his EQs were not exactly strong.
No, they never are.
These guys
they never are.
These guys with the fucking sound mix was wrong.
They never are. Show. Devin struggles with his EQs.
Yeah, his vocals were hard to understand. Most
unless Devin's a woman. I'm not sure. I don't know Devin's sure, gender. Yeah.
Well, many of his supports also didn't have strong concert etiquette, but most of them were drunk by the time he took the stage. So,
okay.
So that guy's supporters didn't have good concert etiquette. But speaking of concert etiquette, I'm going to share this. I shared this on Twitter, but I got to share it for you guys, something that I found today. So a guy in the jam band thing wants to make a chip for Chompers Anonymous, and it'll say one show chomp free. So he'll hand it to somebody who is a chomper at times, but
so is this meant to be like show. In the moment when someone's chomping you can give it to them and it'll sort of like, is that the purpose of it?
I truly couldn't figure it out, but we're going to read a few comments here. And the guy goes, should I make these to give out at shows? P.S. Umph is my favorite band, hence their logo, but this could apply to most bands.
Well, who's that?
Umphrey's McGee.
I don't know.
Cosmic Loafer says, always thought they should have a chomper section, just like the taper section for people that just like to talk. I kind of like that idea.
The chomper section, but then the problem is it's like, well, how far away can you keep them from the regular people? Because otherwise they're going to be so loud in the chomper section that anyone who's around in the vicinity of the chomper section is just going to get lit up.
Well, Cosmic Loafer says, always thought, oh no, Briz Palm is the guy's name. He goes, based on a lot of Fish and Dead bootlegs, I've heard it's usually right next to the tapers section.
Oh, the tapers are the guys who are taping the shows.
Yeah. I can never listen to something somebody taped in the audience. That's a jam band thing that I'll never understand.
Yeah, and it is pretty unique to jam bands, I think. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but you don't hear about it a lot outside of that. The idea of like, and I guess it is because each show is so different, right?
Yeah, that's the
idea, because they're improving so much of the guitar stuff.
Well, remember that guy's wife said she doesn't think they're improving.
They're just, yeah, they have but you know what I'm, there's variations and stuff. So it's like, oh, did you hear this fucking unique show that's unlike any other show? And that's like a cool thing to listen to.
And I will say, I might be a chomper. It is possible that I chomp during shows and I don't even know about it. Because I lose interest in stuff like I go to a concert and like I'm like, I got what I needed out of the first five songs. I could just leave now and go home and I'd feel fine, you know? But my wife always wants to stay for the whole thing. So
Jesse, you know. What's new with you? What's going on?
I'm waiting out the storm here, making sure everything.
Oh, you guys got Stormwatch 2024. By the way, speaking of Stormwatch, though, I hate to do this, but I am going to have to leave the episode now because there's a bit of a storm brewing in my little boy's gut diaper situation. He's run
How's
through
his shits?
Wow.
What do you mean?
How's his shits, man? Like what kind of turds you? What kind of turds you working with?
I mean, they're good, normal. You know, we have this chart or whatever. You know, he's shitting all the time. But we've run out of diapers again. I got to go run and get a box of diapers, truly.
Got to have extra diapers around the house. You shouldn't just
good
only
tip
have one
from,
diaper.
Brian there.
Thank you, Jesse. Finally, something I said right.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's my first child. I've had the child for just over a week here. We are...
And you thought not. One box of diapers would get you through his yeah. whole life? Is it was
no,
that
of course
plan?
Not. We've already bought more than one box. It's okay. ridiculous. Weird. It was ones, and then they weren't the right size, and then it was blowing out, and he needed bigger diapers than what they
oh,
were.
Oh, he's got
us
Brian Dukes.
He's got big Brian Dukes. Yeah,
he's a Brian baby with the big doo doos.
Yes, that's correct.
My parents told me my doo doos were normal too.
Yeah, well, anyways,
I have a Jesse thing I want to do before we go, but bye, Chris. We love you. Seriously.
Okay, bye, thank everyone. You. Thanks. Thank you, nice, Chris. Thank you. Nice to talk with you, Jesse. Nice to speak you too, with you, brother. Jesse. Yeah. Can I leave the studio?
Yeah, you can leave. I'll just use, because I'm going to use the main feed. Nothing's cut out, and we're only going to do a couple more minutes here before.
Nothing's cut out yet. We may cut something out.
Well, yeah, like all the reviews I read.
They won't. He won't. And I have to say again, anytime there's mention of that, Brian simply does not know how to cut anything out. So therefore, nothing will be cut out.
All right. You get out of here. Bye. You're going to get. You're going to get. Jesse,
yeah.
I went to r/beer because I know you were the beer idiot. And I wanted to.
In another life, that's right.
You miss beer.
No, because, you know, I've heard more than ever that there are such an incredible variety of non-alcoholic beers to try that, you know, have mimicked an IPA flavor or, I mean, any kind of flavor you can think of for a lager, an ale. They've got it all in non-alcoholic varieties. Guinness, you know, they have all this yes. different stuff. And I've not been compelled to go and grab it. I, you know, I guess I would if someone had it, I would try it. But I don't think I need it to be a part of my lifeness. I don't feel like I miss it, you know.
So I heard you and Mike talking about like different drinks. You were talking about a mushroom drink that you could buy and stuff like that. One day I was on Instagram and this thing came up for these cocktails called Kin Euphorics.
Okay.
And they're supposed to make you feel euphoric. Now, I opened one and took one drink and said, I'll never get this down because it's the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
But my wife drank one and said it didn't make her feel anything. So there are these new weird, they're cocktails, but they're not. They're cocktails, but they're not like alcoholic, but they are supposed to make you feel a way. So I
can sense that this is going to the realm of stuff that I'll actually never be able to keep up with and like fully understand. And I'll have like a primitive knowledge of it, but that'll basically be it. And I think part of that is my age, because I no longer like have the free time or the interest or the energy to like become well read on a particular topic like this. But also because it's so niche and so like expansive. Like the other thing I liken it to is, I don't know if you fuck with this at all, but like USB-C charging. So like, yes. There's a few things I understand about USB-C charging, right? I know that USB-C can be power delivery, but it also can, like you can drive a monitor off of your MacBook and it can have the display and it can have the power and it can go, it's bi-directional, like it can go either way. I know that sometimes USB-C is enough to charge a shitty little headphone and sometimes it's enough to charge a massive laptop, and sometimes it's not able to do either, and sometimes it can charge a little bit while you're playing the video game system that it's on, and sometimes it won't do that, it'll just die. It's like it used to be that you plugged in the USB and it was either on and charging or off and not charging, and it was obvious what was happening. Now it's like there's all different wattages and shit like that, and it's just gone. Like you're never going to be able to understand the compatibility of the cord. Like you can't just plug it in and you assume, oh, it's the same shape, it's going to work. It doesn't work like that anymore. And I think this is true of these other drinks as well. Like, hey, is this drugs or is this like CBD where it's like not drugs, but it kind of is? Or is this like a health supplement like kombucha? Or is it supposed to taste like juice or dirt? Like there's just no, is it legal or is it gray area legal or is it gas station legal or is it totally illegal? I don't know.
Well, the gas station thing is such a good point because like they've been selling these pills. They sell all these rhino pills and fucking speed pills. And I think sometimes people get the impression that because they sell it at the gas station, it must be regulated and fine. And I don't know.
Here's the thing about those is those are part of the old guard because they were nice enough to put the signifiers on there of like, hey, listen, like a normal person's not going to take these because it's like you said, it's called like Rhino Bee Sting Super Hard Triple X. And like a normal guy looks at that and goes like, well, I'm not going to do that. That looks fucking insane. Like, and obviously it doesn't work for whatever it says it is anyways. And it's in a weird blister pack, like a pair of scissors. Like, I'm not going to put that in my body, right? But now, right. If they came out with that now, it would be called like Fizz Happy, and it would, you could get it online, and podcasts would advertise it, and you put it in your water, and you shook it up, and it tasted like seltzer. Is that good or is that bad? I don't know. I have no. I'm not equipped to like understand.
It's fair because I think, you know, some of these are definitely going to get you fucked up. I think you made the best point about like spice, where they just sprayed stuff on some leaves and said, go ahead and smoke, it'll make you high.
What the fuck? Yeah. And then, like, was the guy who ate the other guy's face on that, or was he on something? Did we ever even find out? And you know what? It doesn't even matter, because the fact that it's even plausible that that's what happened is like, oh, Jesus. Like, I don't want to, I just have to drink water now.
It's like the bath salts thing. I have some friends that did bath salts, and like you hear these weird stories about it in the news, but the people I know that did bath salts, like it's like low grade cocaine. It was like almost nothing. It was like a caffeine sort of thing, you know? So this guy, Trippy Trees Dream, in the beer subreddit, r/beer. So okay. That's where the biggest beer fans are. Makes sense. He goes, natural ice hate. Just picked up a case of natural ice, 5.9%, which I genuinely enjoyed. After doing some reading into opinions of this stuff, it appears this stuff gets pretty trashed by some more seasoned consumers of beer. Can anyone explain to me as to why, other than the stereotypical, quote, cheap college beer label that gets slapped on it, I quite honestly didn't think the taste was bad at all compared to what they used to be years ago. If I were to compare it to other domestic beers, it's probably on par with Busch, just with a higher alcohol percentage. Also, drop some recommendations for some other beers for me to try out if you guys have a favorite or you prefer. Have a good night, y'all. So I don't think the beer subreddit is the right place for that.
No, it's the wrong. I don't think you even get to say, I liked natural ice. Do you have any more recommendations? Yeah. I don't know. Go do anything. Like, if that's like okay with you, what could possibly be disappointing to you? You know what I mean?
It's funny that they want to be accepted, but they also like they want to be a beer guy. And in my opinion, and I know you're a beer guy is an alcoholic, but also a person that wants to be a beer guy can often probably be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
It's all so Quezon Constructor says, it is what it is, man. If you like it, fine, but don't act shocked that the general consensus on a beer forum is that people don't like the corn syrup mass market college beer. It tastes like this is the worst description of anything. Wow. It tastes like cheap, shitty beer.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to do like a David Simon thing. Like,
this guy goes, I'm of the mind that there's a time and place for every beer. Bachelor party, all weekend drink fest, definitely a light beer, college style beer. Brewery on a Saturday with the guys, light, refreshing Kolsch. One I've never heard of.
Kolsch? Okay. Yeah. It's not my, wouldn't be my thing, but it's the Kolsch is the one that is like in the green bottle with like the, that type of lid where you like.
Kolsch.
Oh, that maybe that is Grolsch. Maybe
G-R-O, because I learned about it. I've only drank three beers in my life.
I've been out of the game too long, Brian.
You're not going to believe this, Jesse.
Yeah.
But when I was drinking, it was all Jell-O shots.
Yeah, no, I do believe that.
Yeah,
I
did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you probably. This guy goes, Natty in general gets shit on because it's low quality swill. You don't have to be a beer snob or connoisseur to recognize that. If you like it, you like it. But there are definitely way higher quality beers you could be drinking. So
I think the beer guys in this, I mean, not surprisingly, the beer snobs don't come off very good, because I think if you had any interest in answering the guy's question, you would say, well, it's not looked upon very highly because they start with the lowest possible quality of ingredients, because they're not trying to achieve a flavor profile. They're trying to achieve a high ABV content. And then they freeze it, hence the name ice, so they can remove more water content from it, and it becomes even more alcoholic by volume.
Oh, that's why it's called ice.
That's why it's called ice, yeah.
That's fucking cool. I had no idea. I thought it was just a gimmick. It's
probably objective- also because it needs to be a lot colder for you to enjoy drinking it, would be my editorializing on the matter. But
beer is so gross.
You don't like beer at all.
Like I said, I've only had three in my life, and I think one of the ones I had was Guinness, and I was like, first like five drinks, I was like, oh, this kind of tastes good. Yeah. And then I took it like a sixth drink, and I was like, somebody take this away from me. I cannot drink this anymore.
By then you had warmed it up and it wasn't good anymore.
I had Bass too one time. Bass ale.
That's a really weird one to be in the top three.
And then I also had probably, I would have to say a Busch or a Busch Light, because that's what all my friends drank when I was a kid. But I just couldn't. I could never drink enough beer to get drunk. I was very much like, I'm a shitty drunk anyway. When I haven't drank since I was like, for like almost 20 years, but I'm as a drunk, I very much believe that I need to get it all in my body as fast as possible to make me feel drunk and then stop. But when you do it that way, you overdo it every time, you know, because you're like, I probably need 6 to 7 shots to get this. Let's do that right now and then be done. And then the rest of the night, like, Yeah, there's a mess.
There's a way to do it. And it's mostly like the way to do it is like you it's not low and slow, but it's steady. Slow and steady wins the race, I think, is the way to do it. So you can extend that buzz out over a longer period of time. And then here's the key. When you can sense the buzz going from buzz to drunk, you stop.
I could never. But I can't stop doing anything, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
I can't stop anything. I love things. Actually, though, I am off candy. So,
well, congratulations. And that's awesome.
I haven't had candy since 2023.
Wow.
And I also have to say that, what was the other thing? The pomegranate thing. I heard it on YKS. Wow, that was a mistake. You know. I would have never, I said this to my wife, she didn't know about it. Until she listened to your show.
I said, no, I didn't know that. No, I thought you had the conversation with her. Oh,
No. She was like, each of the pomegranates was $35. And I was like, yes, I did not know that. I thought they were going to send me a bunch of pomegranates for $75. And they sent me two. And then they went bad because they were in, you know, I was in California for 2 weeks.
Did you leave them a review?
No, I should have, because they fucked me over. Maybe I will, but I couldn't leave a bad review.
But they sent me two pomegranates for $75, and they rotted while I was away. Clearly a case of either a mistaken listing on the website or outright predatory advertising or business practices. Five stars,
yes. Well, Jesse, thank you for co-hosting with me. It was very fun. I love having you on the show.
My pleasure. Happy to do it anytime. And I'm so glad. Look, I didn't blow away. The sun is out right now. I may blow away later.
Same here. The sun is out. I'm going to go take the rest of my walk.
There you go.
You're going to walk through the convention center and look at the librarians. There's a librarian convention in town. So
you're going to go look at the librarians.
I look at whoever's there. Whatever's going on in that convention center.
You look at them.
I will always 100% be able to tell you what is going on at the Columbus Convention Center, because it's like right down the street, and I like to see what I, you know, I went to school for sociology, and also, guys, I just like looking at people that are really into a thing, you know, so I go over there and check out the librarians. But thanks for doing it, Jesse. The Go Off Kings.
Yes.
Your Kickstarter sucks, and nicest dude out there. We'll see you next week with Tom Walker and probably Chris.
Wow, big show.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.